Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today? Find out now. Here's Michael.
Well, good evening, everybody. It is another Thursday evening at 8 o'clock here on the East Coast. It was 78 degrees here today. It was beautiful. The light breeze danced off the wisteria and wafted the smells, and the pug was happy, and everything was good. So welcome to another edition of On the Couch. I'm your host, Michael Couch. I'm thrilled to have with me a good friend of mine, Kelly Lee Tavson. She's all the way from Duck Lake, Saskatchewan. We were talking the other day. I've known Kelly for 40 years. Kelly, I'm sorry to throw you under the bus here, but I'm just as old. And quite frankly, she has been a consistent force. She used to babysit me when I was 7, believe it or not. And now she is and has always been an intuitive energist. She is the CEO of Holistic Heaven Naturally at gmail.com. Go ahead and look her up. During the show tonight, she will be offering 4 20-minute readings. So if you are interested, email her at holisticheavennaturally@gmail.com or give her a call at 306-467-2301. She's giving away 4 readings. She's here tonight. We're talking about, we had a little conversation. We both like burgers. My parents owned a restaurant and she worked, and so there was a favorite burger called the Big K. So we started to talk the other day about how life is almost like a burger. What do you want on your burger? Are you a plain burger? Are you a cheeseburger? Are you a bacon burger? Or are you a sloppy mess burger? It's entirely up to you. And what do you want to remove from your burger? For example, your life burger could be sorrow, sadness, misunderstanding, lack of compassion, alienation, all of those things. So follow me on this one. Life is like a burger. We're going to be talking about this tonight. We'll be taking calls a little bit later at 516-418-5594. Don't call in right now. But we have Lily up in the chat room. Up in the chat room, go ahead up to your right-hand corner and click the login button. And you can log in with your Facebook account to chat live in the chat room. But until then, we also have some music from Trent Tavson, which is Kelly Lee's husband. So we're just going to be shamelessly plugging every Tavson product that's on the market. However, the music is good. The music is fantastic. So when we get back, we're going to talk with Kelly Lee Tavson. And you are on the couch. Please don't go away. Call in. Come on.
Butterflies are all I see. Got my dancing buddy standing close to me. Swing them round in front of me. I'm the happiest Billy in Tennessee. My girl and her friend makes 3. The butterflies come easily. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. And the butterflies are meant to be. Butterfly around the floor. Bring them back again for more. Butterfly at the jamboree. A special dance for me. Step high, step low. Swing around to and fro. Butterflies
Hey, this is James Lucente from Lucente Entertainment. I specialize in branding, developing, and managing young musical talent. But for an hour a week, I really enjoy listening to Michael Couch on the Couch.
This is Kelly Lee Tapson, your stomping angel, stomping out crap so you can two-step into your radiant true nature. As an intuitive energist, I illuminate the blind spots on your journey so you can ride into infinite fields of possibilities, have fun, be wild and untamed. Kick off an email to holisticheavennaturally@gmail.com, that's holistic with an H, or give me a yodel at 306-467-2301, that's 306-467-2301.
Or you could just call in to 516-418-5594. Kelly Lee Tavson is joining me. You know what, Kelly? I knew you would show up with cowboy boots on under your house coat. And I just want to thank you for keeping it real. You are a stomping angel, and you are my stomping angel. And I want to welcome you so much to On the Couch. Please have a seat. I've made some cactus blossoms, and I've made some crab cakes, and I am doing, I don't know, are you a martini girl, or are you a Chardonnay girl? What kind of girl are you?
I'm more of a Merlot girl.
Merlot. I'll crack a bottle of Merlot. We'll let it go ahead and breathe. It's going to stain that white terry towel robe, though. So you just, you know, we got to go ahead and put a bib on you or something, so... But welcome to On the Couch, Kelly. I have been a fan of yours for many, many years. We have been friends for several. And I have known you in Priestville. I have known you in Regina. I have known you in Vancouver. I now know you in Duck Lake. And quite a past we have together.
It's been a past and a path, and I just want to say, Michael, I am so excited to be here with you. I just love your show. It's become my new hour for me time. I just find that it's brilliant and the raw energy, and I just really, from the Stomping Angel, I just want to give you a big, grand, awesome stomp of approval.
Thank you so much. I will take the stomp of approval, and I will put it in my heart and put it in my life. So let's start, Kelly. We've talked about the universal burger, your life as a burger. What do you like on your burger? Let's talk about, let's go back 40 years. Mm. Let's go back 40 years. Let's talk about the 40 years. We'll go back to the Big K Burger. The Big K Burger at Lakeview Drive in Priestville, Saskatchewan. Anybody who is listening from Priestville, we all knew it. And it was my parents' drive-in, and Kelly worked there for years. I started working there when I was 7. And Kelly was an influential part of my life back then. So... Kelly, how do you like your burger? I guess. I mean, this is what I'm saying.
Well, before I get into the burger, Michael, I think your audience would love to know a bit of story about you.
Well, you know, I can't go ahead and brag, so you're going to go ahead and have to tell the story, Kelly. I mean, it's all up to you.
Well, I'll tell everybody this story. When I was working at, as we called it, the Lakeview Drive-In, Michael one day came up to me. He was about 7, and he kept saying, "I'm going to give you a tip." And I kept saying, "No, no, Michael, you don't need to give me a tip." Well, if I look back at it now, in order to receive, we always have to be open to receive what we're being offered.
Correct.
So, Michael, you were teaching me at 7, but you kept saying, "No, I really want to give you a tip." And I'm like, "Michael, you don't have to give me a tip." So I kept refusing this tip, and all of a sudden I said, "Okay, Michael, you're on my nerves. You're cute, you're sassy, you're bright, you're brilliant."
I was very irritated back then, yeah.
Oh, irritating wasn't even the word.
And
all of a sudden you said, "Here's the tip. Tie your shoes before you walk." And that was your tip. So you know what, Michael? That's why I wear cowboy boots.
No laces.
I don't have to trip up on my laces.
You know what? Well, I like to think that I went ahead and saved your life several times during your time on this earth as an earth walker. I love your term earth walker and being part of Mother Earth with your intuitive energist energies. It's important. When did you discover that you had this sort of understanding and growth?
Well, I don't know if we really understand it when we're little, and I do believe that I was very empathic when I was little. So I could sense energies when people were happy and people were sad, and I would take that energy and I would turn it around and I would dance and I would sing and I would put all the attention on me. So I think that was the start of it. At about 16, I started to really be able to sense when there was going to be a death or when someone was going to die, and that has kind of continued. And through my years of learning and exploring and doing healing modalities and just opening, my gifts have gotten better, more clear, and I have more clarity with them.
Yeah. We had Sandy Athey on the show a couple weeks ago, and she described her near-death experience, and hers was quite tragic with her being attacked by a serial rapist and basically murdered. You also have had a near-death experience, so I would love to hear, please share it with the audience if it's not too painful, but and keep it real and raw, Kelly, because right here there were so many people out there hurting and trying to relate and understand, so that's our communique, if that makes any sense to you.
Absolutely. And, you know, my whole life hasn't just been a journey of just joy and bliss. There's been many things that have happened in my life, which has added to the experience of who I am today and what I'm able to see in people or hear in people or feel in people. So going to the near-death experience, I was driving up with a friend of mine up to a mountain in Kamloops, up to a ski resort, and all of a sudden something was said, and I went, oh, my God, there was this car coming at me. Is this vehicle going to hit us? And at about 60 miles an hour, this vehicle hit us head-on, and the next thing I knew, I was out of my body, into the, I call it the stars. I didn't see any big lights. And I knew at that moment that I had full consciousness. I just didn't have my body with me. And I really didn't know what I was going to do in that moment. I heard my name three times. Looking back, I thought it was possibly the person I was with calling me. I do believe now that it was my higher power. I will call my higher power God. And I had the choice at that moment to stay or to go. So I came back to planet Earth, and that day I was very upset as to what had happened. I did have intuition that day that something was going to happen. Except I kept saying, you know, we should turn back, we should turn back. We kept on going, we kept on going. And when I got out of the vehicle and yelled, I yelled, God, why did this happen? Or I told you to keep us safe. I heard the words, you are. And Michael, I physically threw up right there on the road. That night after I was released out of the hospital, I basically got on my knees and prayed and asked what this was all about. I had no idea. And what came through was, if you're going to do this healing work, you must trust. And trust is where I have put my faith in a higher power, my God. And that's my near-death experience story.
Yeah, trust or surrender, Kelly. Which is the difference?
Is there a difference? Again, it's all words, the power of the spoken word, power of the written word.
Yeah.
I trust, I surrender, I allow, I open, I receive, I choose.
I transmit.
There's so many different.
Yeah.
I transmit, I transform. There's so many different ways as to how to look at that. The only thing that I know that is constant is change. And we really have to look at, you know, what works for us throughout all the changes and how are we going to be able to move through them.
Well, and move through them is the operative word, because it's the opportunity to go ahead and take in the learning, process it as information as we are as human beings with the knowledge we have today, and then spit it back out as a response or a reaction. So that's how I think. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, we're getting a little too heavy here. Let's do this. There we go. Taking your call-ins a little bit later, 516-418-5594. We're going to go to a little bit more music. You're live on the couch with Michael Couch and Kelly Lee Tapson. Don't go away. Back after this.
This is Cameron Tilbury, and I'm CEO, Creative Director of Maple Star Music and Media in Nashville, Tennessee. Check out our website, www.maplestarmusicmedia.com. And I'm on the couch with Michael Couch.
Life can seem intense. Sometimes it makes no sense. Everything I want to do is a dream that's hard to hold on to. But I don't give up, because I can change my love. It's just a frame of mind and a matter of time. Things are gonna change somehow. The target's now in range and wild. I've got an open sight. Victory is mine tonight. Life is everything you want it to be. Break out of your cage, your soul can be free. Take the steps you need to meet your fate. Succeed in the journey, bend the line, but don't break. You owe it to yourself. Don't go stale on the shelf. Experience all that this wonderful, great, fresh life brings. No point in feeling sad. You have things to learn, and soon it will be your turn. Through the hopes and fears, maybe some pain and tears, love is sure to rescue you, and God will always pull you through. There's no greater plan, so live it as best you can. Life is everything you want it to be. Out of your cage, your soul can be free. Take the steps you need to meet your fate. Succeed in the journey, bend the line, but don't break. You owe it to yourself. Don't go stale on the shelf. Experience all that this wonderful, great, fresh life brings. Life is everything.
Life is everything.
Life is everything you want.
Life is
A life is everything. Go ahead and check out flatwatermusic.ca. Trent Tavson composed, and Rusty Van Sickle, I believe, is singing that, Kelly. Your husband's equally talented, girl, and life is everything. Life is everything, and life is a burger. So I want to go ahead and do this. Kelly, what do you like on your burger?
Well, if I go back to that Big K burger, I like one patty. Sometimes I like two patties. I definitely love cheese. I like mushrooms slathered in gravy and a little lettuce, mayo, and a warm bun.
All right. So let's go ahead and equate this. The meat of the burger is what? The meat is the soul. The meat is the heart. The meat is the love.
It's the middle. So everything else on top of that is the topping. So I would say the meat is your heart center. You've got, you know, your bottom of your bun or the roots. You've got the top of the bun, you know, topping everything off, opening up. So
do some people, for example, we'll say the burger, the patty is the meat of the bun, the heart of the bun. Some people add, for example, anxiety. Some people add anger. Some people add frustration. That doesn't taste well. That doesn't work well. So as an intuitive energist, please describe to the audience what that is. Because you have helped me so much by removing my internal he pads. She calls them he pads. So I don't know if it's different for females, if it's she pads or what it is, but there is a chant that I do every day that I all the positional he pads that I am creating, remove and destroy, pock and pod. And it is something that I've been chanting since January and has changed my life. So tell me what an intuitive energist does.
Oh, well, I intuitively tune into your energetic field. We all have informational fields around us, and we're all connected. So listening to you, I may hear something in your voice. I may hear the words that you speak. I may all of a sudden see something energetically that may be blocking in your physicality. And that's what I tap into. So a lot of times it can be how we're speaking. It can be also an emotion that you're amplifying out to the world. We are like a radio transmitter. So what are you putting out in the world is what you receive back. So really, you know, when you said positional heat pads, that is some of the work that I've taken. I've got, you know, a whole bunch of healing tools that I work with, and that particular one is where we hold a position on a particular thing. And when we hold our positions, then that begins to break down our system, and we're not able to be in the flow of life and to be open, because we've created all of these walls, we've created the prisons, we've created the blocks,
right.
However you want to look. We're always, you know, what is the struggle? What are we hiding behind? And, you know, I look at it as it's like a story. You know, what narrative are you buying into? You know, or, you know, you had Terry on last week and Steve, and what series are we watching? And what lie are we buying into? And really, we are the only ones that cling on to what isn't serving us. If we're looking at a burger and, you know, I have a Big K burger and that's what I really enjoy, and I digest it with love and enjoyment and exquisiteness and deliciousness and it's juicy and orgasmic, that may work for me very well. But no one is ever asking us to cling on to these things. We only choose to cling on to them. And if they've got all of this other stuff, ingredients that you don't like, what really works for you? Because some of those things like raw onions, I like them in a certain melody of taste. But when it comes to raw onions on a burger, I'm the type of person that will push them off. Or if I ask for them and they came with it, push it off, or I won't ask for them on that particular delight that I enjoy.
Right.
So what works for you?
Right. The customization of the burger, I find, is very metaphorically poignant. For example, and I'm guilty of this too, sometimes I just crave a Big Mac. I know the Big Mac is not a great burger, but you know what? It's consistent. I know what it's tasting like. I know what I'm going to bite into. It is constant, and it is comfort. I don't know if it's comfort. It's not comfort for me in like 7 minutes after I, you know, eat it and have to drive home at the lightning speed. But some people choose to have that constant in their life, that it's just comfortable. It's just good enough to appease. So for those people, we're going ahead and taking your calls tonight, 516-418-5594. We're going to go ahead and open the phone lines in about 4 minutes. So 8:31, we're going to go ahead and open up your phone lines. Kelly, when it comes to, a lot of people have understandable difficulty understanding that spiritual readings and understanding and energies can be transferred over the phone, over the human voice, over energies. So when someone goes ahead and calls you up for, and as we are doing this, go ahead and email Kelly at holisticheaven@gmail.com. She will be offering up 4 20-minute sessions to all of those who, the first four basically, who dial in. And but what do you find is most enlightening about your understanding and your gift? Do you ever get bogged down? Because I think Sandy Athey at some time is when two psychics or when two intuitives get into a room, I mean, do heads explode? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know so much, I have no idea.
Well, how can I state this? Years ago, many times it felt like that for me. Over the years, I've learned to just process through my body instead of holding it in my body. When I started to do my healing work and be that empathetic person, then what would happen is I would just take it all in my body, thinking it was all mine, or it had to belong to me, or I had to process it for people. So now I just move it through my body to release it. What I do know is if there's a lot of high energy in a room, you know that when two or more are gathered, so many things can happen. So again, what are you choosing? You were talking about, you know, the comfort of a Big Mac burger. Well, what if you just jazzed it up by just offering that burger some love to it from your being and loving that burger as you were eating it? Therefore, that taste for you could be delicious and could be actually soothing to your soul.
That is a great point. Perception. Perception is what happens.
Yes.
Absolutely. Taking your calls after. Go ahead.
Yep. Well, you also mentioned the understanding. What I have found is if we're understanding, we're standing under. I like what you said the other day. Or I can just get up on a chair and see what else is happening.
Right. Yeah. And that was a very good point about understanding. If you're understanding, you're standing under something. And that is, you know, we are all, it's funny because we're all trying to understand. You know, that's the quest, you know, understanding the mysteries of the Bible, understanding the mysteries of the Lord, understanding the mysteries of the universe. Maybe there is no understanding. Maybe there is just living. Don't go away. We're taking your calls at 516-418-5594. This is More with Michael Coach and Kelly Lee Tapson. Don't go away.
This is Christine Haynes, and I'm on the couch with Michael Coach.
It's no use in keeping a stiff upper lip. You could weep, you could sleep, you could loosen your grip. You could frown, you could drown and go down with the ship. You can cry if you want to. Don't ever apologize, venting your pain. It's something to me you don't need to explain. I don't need to know why. I don't think it's insane. You can cry if you want to. Well, the windows are closed and neighbors aren't home. If it's better with me than to do it alone, I'll draw the curtains and unplug the phone. You can cry if you want to.
Hey, this is Bob, the lobby attendant at the historic Lafayette Hotel in beautiful Marietta, Ohio. Have a great day with Michael on the Couch.
I love Ohio. I love Bob from Marietta, Ohio. One of those things. Cry If You Want To by Holly Cole, one of my favorite songs, Kelly. We have been doing a lot of energy work together with your ability to change the vibration of water. And I have talked to water specialists about this. I've done my research. I would like you to explain to the listening audience exactly what you do with that.
I don't really do much with that. What I do is I use a program in order to change the frequency of the water. And it's an amazing, brilliant technology genius who came up with this software, and he took Masaru Emoto's work to the next generational level. Masaru Emoto was a researcher who studied how the effects of intention were on water, and then Peter ended up taking his work and put it into a software program. So we are made up of 65 to 80% water. So if you look at that within the human body, when we think of what we're thinking or we're having emotions, we are also affecting that water with inside our internal resonance. And externally, I mean, how we transmit is how we can change the world, as well as how we can change the water in the environment as well. So the more people that will get their hands on this software technology, which we can talk about on another show, Michael, I would love to have your audience be able to purchase it at a discount, and we can do that as well.
Yeah, but it's so much more than that, Kelly, because the It's so much more than that, because I've been doing this since, what, February now? You've been working with me?
I think before that.
But, however, the monumental changes have changed in my life is simply clarity of thought, more of a less unfear. Is that a word?
Yeah.
The unfear of knowing and quite frankly, trying to experience the magic of life and not succumb but surrender and have the faith that no one will die. Everybody's going to be okay, you know. It's one of those things. Would you not agree?
Yes. And, you know, when I look at it, when you say it from that perspective, really what using the technology of this water software, what happens is it is able to go to your subconscious and then allows your subconscious to receive a different vibration to change what isn't working for you in your life. Does that give a better explanation?
That gives a better explanation, but you know what? Quite frankly, both you and I know what that means. So let's break it down real simple. So, for example, this is what I do. I go ahead and fill up water jugs full of bottle from the tap, and Kelly guides me through saying situation, either for health benefit, understanding, clarity. There's 360
there's
different
options?
There's
actually 700 intentions.
700
intentions.
Okay.
Yeah. You can custom intent your own if there isn't intention. So you can work with, you know, a lot of your subconscious, a lot of emotional, your physical body. You can work, you know, with helping to replenish or re-nourish or re-nurture your organs, your tissues, anything to do with the body, as well as there's a whole bunch of other things with abilities. You name it, he has in this program. And that's the whole thing with energy is we are all frequency. We are all energy. We are all vibrating. And it's what is that vibration that you are extending out to the world?
And what vibration are you attracting? It's also
absolutely
that, too. You know, what are you drawing into? We're taking your calls at 516-418-5594. It is 839 here. Go ahead and start calling in if you have questions for Kelly. If you want to go ahead and have a free reading with Kelly, she is offering up 4 20-minute sessions. Go ahead and email her at holisticheavennaturally@gmail.com. Or you know what? Even do it to me at facebook.com/onthecouch. You are on the couch. We're going to some music, Kelly. This is Preston Leatherman. These are the days. Because these are the days to make things happen. These are the days to go ahead and make it work for you. Choose to or not choose to. It's up to you. We're back on the couch with Kelly Tafson and me, Michael Couch. When we get back, don't go away.
I'm begging to be able to say these are the
You, if you don't know who he is, look him up on YouTube.com. He was made famous for dancing with a iPod in public. I want to go ahead and make mention really quickly to Kelly. This was fantastic. I saw you posting the show today, and I caught up with a friend, Ben Babchishin, who is now a filmmaker. Now a filmmaker in Edmonton, and his website is www.hiredgunfilms.com. He's got a couple web series out. I had no idea, and he emailed me back, and he says, Michael, with all love and respect, I have no idea who you are. And I said, well, I was a graduating class of 1986, and he says, oh, yeah, I was way gone by that point. But it was really nice to go ahead and have the people from Priestville show up for you, and it was really kind. It was a nice thing, you know. Everybody that I know is gone from there, so I don't get to go back as much or ever as I do. But it's one of those things. What are you doing next?
Me? What am I doing next?
What are you doing next? I know she has holistic. Let's talk about holistic heaven naturally, because I mean, you've got what, 600 acres out there, or 60 acres?
We're about 480 acres. We have created a tranquil spot. We call it it's a very spacious spot. We're in front of water. We've created a home, which is more of a retreat. It was always my dream to have a retreat, and I saw it, you know, with sand, and I saw water, and I saw exotic flowers, and then, you know, God had a sense of humor and put me in Duck Lake, Saskatchewan. So, you know.
For those who don't know, the Duck Lake is actually between, where is Duck Lake? Because that's between Regina and Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Am I right?
No.
No?
No, Saskatoon and Prince Albert.
Okay.
We have beautiful lakes. Yeah.
So you're really up north there.
Well, yeah, it's up north, but it is beautiful country. It has been such a blessing for us, and it is my retreat. We definitely are, you know, opening up for smaller groups. People who come out here, they say they drive through the road and they feel like they're in heaven, and that's has been my name of my business, Holistic Heaven, for years. So yes, Holistic Heaven Retreat, open up to come and enjoy nature. And right now, they've been talking about a new diagnostic for people, or it's a new they're diagnosing people with NDD, which actually adds to what we do out here, because NDD is nature deficit disorder. So we are out here amongst nature. The loons were singing today, dancing on the water, the deers, the, you know, there's animals all around, birds, my dogs. It's lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. 516-418-5594 is the call-in number. We got a call from the 856-469 number. Kelly, let's go to that. Hi, welcome to On the Couch with Michael and Kelly Lee Tapson. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Susie.
Hello, Susie. I think you're from New Jersey. Am I right?
I am from New Jersey.
You are. You are.
I am.
Kelly Lee Tapson.
Hi, Kelly.
Is here for your approval and understanding.
Hello.
Hi, Susie. Hi. What can I do for you tonight? Thank you.
I am very, very interested in your tools, so to speak, in how do you move on from mourning over a loved one?
From mourning? Well, you're holding that really deep. I feel it really deep in your tummy there. And instead of holding on to the memories, if you open up to the joy of all that you've experienced with that loved one, and to know, do you get a nudge sometimes off of your left shoulder there, Susie?
Yes. Oh my God.
Know that's yes, sweetheart. Now breathe that through. I would like you just to breathe it through. Breathe it up right from your feet, from Mother Earth. And just breathe that energy through, breathe it up your body, right through the top of your head, and just stay open. Your loved one is always beside you, will always give you a nudge on your left shoulder. Very soft,
amazing.
Gentle energy.
It's true. It happens.
Is that Mama,
yes.
Susie?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's Mama, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
She was very soft. Is that correct, Susie?
She was pretty rough, actually. She was very extroverted.
Yeah.
Her intention was different, though. Her intention was well intended. Susie,
oh, definitely.
We both know that. Yeah. Her direction
very
was right in line with what needs to happen. So.
Mama,
oh my goodness,
yes.
Mama's showing up. You know, I feel her here too. I feel kind of hot and sweaty, so she's actually, you know, watching over us tonight.
Well, you know,
did
she's
she like
watching
us?
Over you.
Well,
Kelly, Susie's mom
mm-hmm.
used to be in radio for years and years and years in New Jersey. And with Susie, quite frankly, for those who don't know, Lily the Pug is really not typing up in chat. It's actually Susie Jennings Gibbs who is actually doing this. And I'm proud to have her on the team. I'm also proud to go ahead and announce that Kelly Lee Tapson will be joining the On the Couch family as a recurring guest. So if you're missing her for the first time tonight, no problem. Still, the call-in is 516-418-5594. Kelly will be back again and again and again to go ahead and help us guide through the understandings. Ooh, no, not understandings, Kelly. No, I don't like that word. No.
How about to guide through the openings?
guide through the openings. We'll go through that. We'll go through that.
Thank you, Kelly.
Susie, I don't know if this means anything to you, but I keep hearing, what about the cookies or something about cookies? You may understand that. Something about cookies.
You didn't say that, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. My mother had this thing about these Italian wedding cookies. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
She's speaking through me to tell you that, yes, this is her. That's how she's nudging you on your left shoulder. And what about these cookies? There you go, sweetie.
You just made my night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh,
my pleasure.
Feel the love. Don't go away. We're taking your calls. 516-418. Susie, thanks for calling in. 518.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, 516-418-5594. Don't go away. You're on the couch.
Hey, this is Steve Silverman, and I'm... What am I? I guess a writer, producer, director kind of guy. And I know Michael very well. In fact, so well that I'm on the couch with Michael Coach, which is weird, so I'm technically on the coach. Whatever.
I know. Kind of funny.
Don't work like they used to before.
Favorite song, thinking out loud.
And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Cause darling, I will
you and me,
you
we made a vow. For better or for worse.
And baby, my heart,
I can't believe you let me down. But the proof is in the way.
the Couch with Michael Couch and Kelly Lee Tavson. Kelly Lee, I can't thank you enough for being here on my fourth show. This is my first month in on the Couch, and you continue to challenge and encourage and inspire. I want to thank you as I want to thank you as a universalist and as the intuitive energist that you are. Quite frankly, my love, you change lives, and you've changed mine, and I thank you. I thank you very kindly. I respect you honestly, and you know, thanks, girl. You've been here. You've seen it. You know what I mean? This is nice. This is very, very nice. It's been very comfortable being with you tonight. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I mean, did you have enough food?
Oh, those big K's. They were awesome. I forgot, you know, out on the horse there, I forgot to bring in the angelic bubbly, but we can get into that after the show.
Well, you'll be back again and 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 again. So it's one of those
things. Thank you.
But quite frankly, from you to me, thank you for babysitting me. Thank you for taking care of me. Mm. And thank you for taking care of my soul and my energy. And I know our listeners are looking forward to having you. I don't know if you want that kind of responsibility to actually take care of souls. I mean, is that something you look forward to?
Well, years ago when I first got into this type of work, I was actually quite afraid of responsibility. But it's just the ability to respond in the moment. So, yes, I love it. And I say the best ride is in the saddle.
Absolutely. Check her out at holisticheavennaturally@gmail.com or give her a call at 306-467-2301. Kelly Lee Tavson, thank you so much. Thanks for Trent for the music and all of our other guests and Susie for calling in. You're listening to On the Couch with Michael Couch and Kelly Lee Tavson. Kelly, thank you so much. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you too. Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm gonna call you in 60 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in. Feel free to go ahead and like me on Facebook, facebook.com/onthecouch. You are listening to On the Couch with Michael Couch, and be kind to one another, please. Talk to you soon.